In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the beginning there was God, and God is there at every beginning and is always present. That concept is hard to grasp and get your mind around. We can never really imagine how that is possible, but we know that in our hearts it is true. From my beginning, God has been a presence in my life, and over the last few years, my knowledge about Him and faith in Him has grown immensely. Growing up here at St. Francis, I've been surrounded by God in many ways. First, going to Sunday school as a kid, I learned about Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, and the many wonderful and colorful stories that are normally taught. From there, I moved into middle school in Wright 13, where my knowledge of God deepened. However, there was still something missing. At one point in time, as a young teenager, I had no want to deal with God or go to church, and I had thoughts of, well, maybe it's just one big joke and everyone else is hallucinating. But I grew, and as I did, slowly but surely, I began to see that I was completely wrong. Moving into J to A, I finally realized just how wrong I was. It wasn't necessarily the things I learned, but the people I met. Over the past 4 years, I have met some of the most amazing people that have shown me that God is truly everywhere around me. But there are also other ways that have brought me closer to God. Since fourth grade, I have taken religion classes in school every year. Yes, that's 9 years of religion class, and that's a lot. But every class, some more than others, has in one way or another solidified my view of God. Up until about seventh or eighth grade, my classes were generally basic teachings, much like Sunday school, but worked into everyday school. Around eighth grade, I began to go deeper into learning about God, and by my sophomore year in high school, I learned in depth more about God than I had all my life. As these last 2 years of high school have gone by, I began to notice, as I have matured, that God has been with me there every step of the way, guiding me and watching over me. I have come to know God and where I stand as a Christian. This year alone, I have learned how I can be a better Christian, and how to serve God and love everyone around me. There was one person, however, who has completed my thoughts about God and shown me that God is truly everywhere and watches over all of us. A few years back, I began going to a senior high youth group down the street as Resurrection Lutheran Church, mostly because I had friends there and I went to school right next door. The leader of the senior high at the time had left, and they were looking for a new leader. They chose a man in his mid-20s, who was really a kid with all of us, by the name of Adam Cottingham. First, Adam seemed a bit strange, not really the type of person who could lead a youth group. But, however, over time I came to see that Adam was truly surrounded by God and could see God working through him. He opened my eyes to see that God is everywhere and that He is working around me and through me all the time, constantly a presence in my life. His ability to teach all of us that were there was incredible, because trying to control 25 teenagers and teach them about God and actually have them paying attention is kind of hard to do. But every time I was amazed over and over to see how He could make my relationship, as well as everyone else's, just that much closer. Adam showed me that God can come in any shape or form and can work through anyone or anything. At first glance, you see Adam with his semi-monthly changing hair color, his sometimes black painted nails, his surfer style and video gaming type, some guy you'd see working at Best Buy, and you would never guess that he could change so many kids' lives and open up their hearts and minds to God. But once again, I was shown that God is truly amazing and was working to help me grow in Him. Today, I can say I have a firm relationship with God, having faith in Him to keep me safe and to be with me always, and for that I can thank Adam. I find today's gospel fitting for this time in my life. Jesus says, "Go out into the world and know that I am with you, always." As I graduate from high school, I move into a new stage in my life, college. I will be moving away and going to Arizona in the fall, far away from my family and my everyday life, to go find new adventures and achieve my dreams. My mom has been worried sick about me going away, and she's been praying and asking God's help for my transition time, and already God has shown His presence and working and watching over me. She's been worried about me getting a new roommate, hoping that I don't get some weird guy that just will destroy me. And what do you know? God has already answered her prayers, giving me a roommate who she likes to call my clone. But as I move out into the world, there are many unknowns, and they sometimes worry me. But with my faith guiding me and my knowledge that God is everywhere around me, and with the love and support of my family at home, my family here at St. Francis, I can go out and conquer the world, as Jesus says, with God at my side always.